Praise the Lord. Calabar voice is good, wonderful, significant, and your voice will bring miracle in your life in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. If there is anything you have not got yet tonight, this is your night. Power for you tonight. Salvation for everyone tonight. And the glory of the Lord will come upon your life miraculously in Jesus' name. And for all who are joining us from all over the world, all the states in Nigeria, all the regions in Nigeria, and then all the countries in Africa, and then America, Europe, Canada, everywhere. Already you know, but I need to tell you, I'm just so happy that this is Calabar. And what is coming to you is coming from heaven, coming through Calabar, and coming to everybody in Jesus' name. We're happy here, we're joyful here, and I pray that everywhere you are, the joy of the Lord will fill your heart in Jesus' name. And as we come to this final night, this final night is the beginning of a miracle journey. And the Lord will be with you, will abide with you. God loves you. I love you. And I know you love me. And the love of God will never stop in your life in Jesus' name. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight and glorify your name. We thank you for all the people who have been walking day and night, walking behind the scene to make all this possible. And as you have showered your blessings upon everyone, all those who have assisted in any way, I pray that your mighty miracles, signs and wonders will be in their lives and their families in Jesus' name. All our leaders everywhere, all the people who have been involved one way or the other, I pray there will be nothing of sorrow in their lives. No suffering in their lives. And all that you have given us as a result of their ministry, I pray, Lord, you will grant unto them in Jesus' name. No bad news about anyone. Good news. Glad tidings, joy, miracle upon miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight, I'm talking to you on manifold signs and wonders through faithful servants. Manifold, many-sided, manifested signs and wonders through faithful servants. We're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm reading there from verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought, were done among you, in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. You'll see that what their sign, truly the signs of an apostle. Many people do not understand when we're talking about signs and wonders on our streets. You will find some places where you need to get something, like maybe provision, like maybe some pharmaceutical drugs or whatever, and it's the same board that leads you to that place. And the signs we're talking about, the signs are like that. The sign is like a signpost, a signboard that points to a place, points to a person, and points to a possession Understand that. When you see the signboard, and you see the name of the place you want to go, and you see the arrow that points there, you do not stand by the signboard. And then I ask you, what are you doing here? You say, this is a sign. This is a signboard. It's a signpost, and I'm standing there because I love the sign. I say, my son, my daughter, the sign is to lead you to a place. The sign is to lead you to a person. The sign is to lead you to a possession. And so you keep on moving, and you go in the direction where that sign is pointing. And when you get there, you get something that makes you wonder. Now, when Moses got to the land of Israel or Egypt, he showed sign. But he didn't stand there by the sign. The sign was to lead them to salvation, redemption, and the deliverance. They were in the Red Sea, and then there was a rock. They wanted water, and Moses struck the rock, and water came out. They didn't stand by that rock and say, we've reached where we're going. That sign was to lead them to a place, the land of promise. So be very careful that you don't just say, we have signs. The sign is to lead you to salvation. The sign is to lead you to redemption. The sign is to lead you to deliverance. The sign is to lead you to the promised land. Look at Joshua. He was by the Jericho wall, and he told those children of Israel, the Lord is going to give you a sign. Go around Jericho walls one day, one time, one day, and then the seventh day, seven times, and shout. And they shouted, and God gave them a sign. The Jericho walls fell down. Now, they didn't stay there by the walls that fell. Because, you know, that's just a sign that you are going to possess. The sign is to lead you to your possession. Here comes Elijah. And then he prayed to God in heaven, and then fire came down from heaven. That was a great sign. It was a sign to refreshing that the water and the rain was now going to come. They didn't stand there where the fire fell. You see, there are people, they stand there where the place of the sign is just the signboard. And the signpost that leads you to the eventual rain, the deluge that came from heaven. Look at Elisha. Elisha got the mantle, and then he rolled the thing together, and he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And then he smote the river Jordan, and Jordan parted in two. He didn't stay there and say, look at the sign, I'm standing by the signpost. No, that sign was to lead him to the ministry that Elijah had left behind. Here comes Paul the apostle, and he said, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience. He didn't stand there. I read it to you yesterday, that impotent man, and perceiving that he had faith, he said, rise up on your feet. And he rose up on his feet. He didn't stand there at that point of the sign. He moved on to show them the way of salvation and the way of the power, the supernatural power of God. Here comes Peter. And he was in Jerusalem, and he was going, and all in the streets, they said, they were bringing the sick people, and a shadow fell on them, and then they rose up, and they were well. It's just a sign. He didn't stay there on the street. I will not go home. I see a sign here. It was a sign that now salvation is available. Now sanctification is available. Now the power of the Holy Ghost, baptism in the Holy Ghost available. Look at the sign. The sign is pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. I've spoken about Moses, about Joshua, about Elijah. Elijah, about Elisha, about Paul, about Peter, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He was approved of God by many signs and wonders among you, which ye yourself also know. It's the sign that I am the Savior. And you're not standing just by that place where he made the blind to see. He said, I've shown you the sign. You've seen the sign now, and it's pointing you to the Savior. If you have been here all these days, and you have seen blind eyes open, and you have seen the lame rising up and walking, and you have seen the demonstration of the power of God, and then you are just saying, praise the Lord, I saw him, praise the Lord, when that deaf and dumb, boy, when he heard, I was there, I saw it, and you are just standing there. That sign is to lead you to salvation. If you believe already and you see all these signs, it is to lead you from salvation to sanctification. If you are saved and sanctified and you are a leader in the church, and then you are happy, you say, praise the Lord, I'm a leader in the church and the Lord is visiting our church. The Lord is leading you not to stay by that sign, but is leading you from that sign to service. That now you say, I'm going to take this, the power of God, and I'm going to manifest it, and the Lord will use you as the Lord is using me. Let me hear a good amen. God used Joshua as he used Moses, he will use you. He used Elisha as he used Elijah, he will use you. And then he used Peter as he used the Lord Jesus, because Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And since the Lord does not stop at the person that first showed the sign, and the Lord is not going to stop with me, it's going to get to you. I said it's going to get to you. And this power will be transferred into your life, and then you allow the sign to lead you to a place of wonder. Signs and wonders. Somebody help me shout, signs and wonders. It will lead you to a place of wonder. It will make you a person of wonder. It will make your life have the progress and the wonder in your life, in Jesus' name. Truly, truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Manifold signs and wonders through faithful servants. Three things we're looking at today. Number one, apostolic seal was signs and wonders. Those apostles, the Lord called them, they responded, and the Lord sealed them, appointed them, accepted them, and showed them to angels and men, to heaven and earth, that those are my ambassadors, my witnesses, my apostles. It was a seal on them. And I pray before you go tonight, the Lord will put a seal in your life. That seal will show you belong to the Lord, and Satan will not tamper with your life. Number two, appealing sacrifice of the Savior of the world. What makes everything possible is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and that appeases God. Because of the sacrifice of Christ, no judgment upon those who believe anymore, no condemnation upon those who believe anymore. And I pray that sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ will be efficacious in your life, in Jesus' name. Your salvation will be definite. Salvation of your mother and your father, your son, your daughter, and all the people in your family. Your salvation definite in Jesus' name. Because Christ had given himself and his sacrifice has appeased God. And from now on, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have not been born again, tonight is your night. My friend, I said tonight is your night. Number three, approved sonship with total surrender to the word. The Lord will give you approval. He will testify of you before his angels. And anywhere you go, God will say, that's my son, and no evil hand will touch you. No evil power will destroy your life. I can just see you after this signs and wonders crusade. I see you marching on to victory. I see you marching on to conquering. And every challenge of your life, as you are approved of God, as a son of God, as a daughter of God, everything in your life will come in the right place in Jesus' name. Am I talking to somebody there? It will happen in your life. Look at number one. Number one, apostolic seal with signs and wonders. In Romans chapter 15, reading from verse 18, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient. Look at that. Look at that. The sign, the wonder, is a signboard, signpost, to make the Gentiles obedient to the Lord. Understand that all the time. That as we come here, we see the signs. It's to make the Gentiles turn away from their idol. It's to make the sinners turn away from their sin. It's to make the people of the world turn away from all the worldliness. And then come to the Lord, and they become obedient unto the word of God. By word and deed. Look at verse 19. In verse 19, through mighty signs and wonders. Through mighty signs and wonders. What's the word mighty doing there? You know, sometimes you see a signboard on the side of the road, and the posts are not well grounded, or the posts are not strong. A little rain, a little storm will blow that signboard down. But Paul the apostle said, as the Lord called him, and he went from this place to that place, and then he presented the gospel of the Lord, the signs were so mighty, and the signs were so strong, and the signpost and the signboard was so solid that no rain, no storm could blow it down. The signs and the wonders you have in this crusade is so mighty and is so strong, nothing will tamper with your sign, with your miracle, with the power of God in your life, in Jesus' name. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, that's how those mighty signs happen. By the power of the Spirit of God. Through those apostles, number one, they were saved. How do you know you are saved? The things I used to do, I do them no more. They were saved. How do you know they were saved? The path I was treading before as a persecutor, I no more go there now. I'm now preaching the gospel I used to persecute. They were saved. The darkness in their lives before had turned to light. They were saved. They hated Jesus before, and they just called him Nazarene. But now they love that Jesus with all their heart. They were saved. They had peace with God. Not only that, those apostles, they didn't just say there, I'm saved, I'm saved. They were sanctified. How do we know they were sanctified? Because the sinful nature in them, the Adamic nature in them, the depravity in them, the natural sin, propensity and tendency that made them to do the evil they were doing before, all those things were extracted, circumcised, taken away, and they became pure in heart and sanctified. Check up any of those apostles. There were not people that were going about getting angry, fighting everybody. There were not people going about manifesting the sinful nature. That sinful nature had been dealt with. And if you're going to be an apostle of the Lord, an ambassador of the Lord, a servant of the Lord, and the seal of the Lord is going to be upon your life, you must be saved, number one. You must be sanctified, number two. And you are holy in heart, holy in mind, holy in your thought, holy in your disposition, holy in your plan. It is that holiness of heart, holiness in your spirit, and holiness in your soul, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your personality, the holiness that the Lord himself brings to your life. That's what makes you sanctified. And then when you are saved, you have the peace of God. When you are sanctified, you have the purity of heart. And when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the power of God, power of God. You know, there are people, they say they have been saved 20 years now, 25 years now, but the power of God is lacking in their lives. Their prayer will not go beyond the ceiling. They do not have the fervency of the Spirit, the fire of the Spirit, the boldness of the Spirit, the fearlessness of the Spirit, and they do not have the vision of the Spirit, that the vision of the Lord will cast in your heart. That's why Jesus told those disciples, and he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. If you are a minister in the church, if you're a leader in the church, the fervency to pray and the desire to wait upon the Lord, because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It says they'll mount up with eagles, they will run, they'll not be tired, they will walk, they'll not be weary. Those disciples saved and sanctified, Jesus said they were not of the world, and he prayed for them, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Then he told them to wait, and they waited. And on the day of Pentecost, when they were all seated in one place, there was a sound from heaven, and then the fire tongue came upon them, and they began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. And Peter, who was feeble before, fearful before, the boldness came upon his life, and then he was able to preach the word that brought 3,000 to the Lord in one single day. And then he testified in that verse 19, he said, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. He wasn't, preaching and then resting and preaching and then turning back and then turning away because of persecution. He said, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I pray that the peace of God that comes with salvation will be in your heart. And the purity of heart that comes with sanctification will come in your heart in Jesus' name, and the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, power. The power of the Holy Ghost that will make you to go ahead and do what the Lord has called you to do. Whether you're a man or you're a woman, it will come upon your life in Jesus' name. And then you will be a soul winner. You will be a preacher. Anywhere you go and you see sinners and they're perishing, you'll not say, I'm afraid to talk to them. The Holy Ghost inside you will move you and drive you, and you will speak the word of God, and many souls will be converted through you in Jesus' name. Look at verse 20 there. It says in verse 28, so have I strived to preach the gospel. So have I endeavored to preach the gospel. I don't wait. I don't say, maybe there's no chance now. Maybe they will not hear. Maybe they will not accept. He said, I endeavor, I strive, I do my best so that I preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Then in verse 21, it says, but as it is written, to whom it was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. And I pray that through you, in every country, through you, in every community, through you, in every nation, through you, in every continent, the people around you, the people in your world, they will hear the gospel of salvation. They'll hear the gospel of Christ. They'll hear the gospel of redemption. They will hear the gospel through you, and they'll be turned unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Hey, look at now the seal. How do we know? How do we have that seal upon our lives? How did it come on Paul the Apostle? How did it come on Peter? How did that seal come upon all those ambassadors, all those soul winners, all those witnesses, all those apostles? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 19. 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, reading from verse 19. It tells us in that 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, and he's talking about everyone now. He's talking about you, talking about me, talking about everyone. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. You must build your life on the foundation. Having this seal, you must build your experience on the foundation: salvation, sanctification, Holy Ghost baptism, peace, purity, power. You must build on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says, this is the seal. It says, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he puts a seal on them. He puts a mark on them. And God that puts that mark, he can see that mark. And the angels can see that mark. And Satan can see that mark that will belong to the Lord. The seal that comes upon somebody when he comes into the kingdom of God. The Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's the seal. You repent of your sin. You turn away from sin. You turn away from evil. You turn away from serving the devil. And you turn to the Lord and the Lord alone. And the Lord puts a seal upon you. It belongs to me. You belong to him. I said you belong to him. And then anywhere you go, you carry that mark, you carry that seal, and then the Lord will go with you anywhere you go. In your village, the Lord will be with you. In your office, the Lord will be with you. When evil people are around and they want to touch you, the Lord will quickly say, don't touch him. That's my child. You cannot touch him. He'll protect your life and preserve your life in Jesus' name. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. If a person wants to love the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his mind, sanctified. A person that wants to do the will of God every time, and he wants to stay and abide at the center of the will of God, sanctified. A person that wants to have the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, and he wants to live in obedience to the Father like Jesus lived in obedience to the Heavenly Father, sanctified. That's the essence of sanctification. That you have the mind of Christ, you have the heart of Christ, you have the vision of Christ, you have the pursuit of Christ, you have the obedience of Christ, you have the love of Christ in you, and you are following the Lord, and nothing separates you from the love of God and the love of Christ. Sanctified and made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. I pray the Lord will do that preparatory work in your life, that any good thing you are supposed to do, the power to do it, the strength to do it, the Lord grant unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two now. All this is possible because of number two. Appeasing sacrifice of the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world. There are no two saviors. There are no continental saviors. They're not country saviors, and there are no local saviors somewhere. The same Savior, born of a virgin, the same Savior who lived a sinless life, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, tell me the name, Jesus, for he shall save their people from their sins. There's no other Savior anywhere. Religion cannot save you. Churchianity cannot save you. The name of your church cannot save you. The love of the pastor and the shepherd, whatever anybody does, cannot save you. The money you contribute to church cannot save you. Your good works cannot save you. Jesus only is the Savior, and is the Savior of the world, the Savior of every individual, the Savior of every family, the Savior of every community, and the Savior of the whole world. For anyone to be saved, you must call on the name of Jesus. No other name, not Jesus and idol. No other name, not Jesus and my good works. No other name, not Jesus and I have a good conscience. There's no other name. It's only Jesus. And as you abandon every other deity, and you abandon every other supposed powerful man, and you come to Jesus, you know, say, Jesus, I trust you. I believe in you. You are the only one that will save me. And now I give my heart, my life, my mind, my whole future. I give into your hand. Then he will save you. I said he will save you. Now, there are people who are here. All these days of the Signs and Wonders Crusade, they have come every day. They enjoy what we are doing. They sing with us, they clap with us, they are not saved. At the point they ought to give their lives to the Lord, they have not given their lives to the Lord. It reminds me of a time when an evangelist came from London, and the university people at Ibadan had invited him, but they wanted me to be on the platform so that I will keep his company. Did he tell me I was to preach? And he didn't tell me I was even minister. And that night the evangelist came and he spoke to the people, and then he gave the altar call, and some people gave their lives to the Lord. And I thought he would go ahead and pray for the sick. Then he pointed at me. He said, I am the one to pray for the sick that night. He didn't even tell me ahead of time. And I couldn't say, why didn't you tell me? So I had to get up. And as I got up, And I looked at the congregation. Remember, he had given the altar call, and some people had come forward. Then I pointed at somebody. I said, you are there, you are a sinner. Why have you not given yourself to the Lord? I pointed to another one. I said, come on now and give your life to the Lord. Why am I telling you that? There are people, after all the altar calls, there are people, after all the invitation to come and take the Savior as their Savior, they're still there. They say, I'm the son of a pastor. Big deal. That doesn't say, I'm the daughter of a great pastor. That doesn't say, I am a member of the church. That does not say, you must personally, with faith, with commitment, with absolute surrender, give yourself unto the Lord. Another chance is coming to you tonight. Receive that challenge. You will be saved. The Lord will write your name in the book of life in heaven in Jesus' name. A peaceful sacrifice of the Savior of the world. Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost. That is, no matter how bad you are, how simple you are, how depraved you are, how backsliding you are, the Lord is able. He will save you. All you need to do is get up there and say, Lord, I've been waiting behind for a long time. I've been delaying for a long time. I've been assuming a long time that I was saved. But now I know by my life, I know by my action, I know by my thoughts, I know by the sins I'm committing, I know by the secret life I'm living, a life of sin, a life of defilement, a life of stealing, a life of lying. I know by the life I'm living that I've not got the grace of God to live in righteousness. And because of that realization, Lord, I come. And as you come, the Lord will receive you. And if you have anybody there around you, and they're sitting by your side, and you know they are not saved, maybe they are your friends, maybe they are your neighbors, you know by their lifestyle, and you know by the evil in their lives, they are not saved, you will gently encourage them. My friend, why don't you give your life to the Lord today? Why don't you give yourself to the Lord today? If you miss this chance, who knows when the chance will come again? And as you encourage them like that, you might even need to stand up with them to encourage them. And you tell them, if you are saved yourself, have been saved, have the peace of God, and have the strength to overcome temptations that come in my life, you too can have, as they come to the Lord, I pray the Lord will honor your assistance. They'll be saved in Jesus' name. Because he, Christ, he, the one who died for us on the cross of Calvary, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God. You must come. That come unto God. You must leave darkness behind and leave all your sins behind and leave all the evil behind. That come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He prayed for you on the cross of Calvary. Then he went to heaven. He's still making intercession for you now. Are you going to push his prayer aside? His intercession aside? Are you going to say, well, that's not important to me? Jesus is not important to you. His tears not important to you. His cries not important to you. His agony not important to you. His intercession not important to you. Why are you coming to church and say Christ is not important? And why are you carrying the Bible and say Christ is not important? And Christ is calling you today. He said, I'm making intercession for you. I am praying for you. Come. And as you come, all your sins will be forgiven. All those atrocities that you have committed, everything will be wiped away in Jesus' name. Look at verse 26 there. In verse 26, for such an high priest became us, who is holy. That's why his sacrifice was accepted. And then harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. And then in verse 27, it tells us, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice for us, for his own sins, and then for the people's sins. For this he did once when he offered up himself. He offered up himself, and now because of that, heaven affirms him, confirms him, approves of him, that he is the Savior. No other Savior any part of the world. He is the Savior. And as you recognize him as your Savior tonight, and say, yes, Lord, I come, I see, I feel the agony you went through, and the print of nails in your hand, and then the side, your side that was pierced for me, and the agony in Gethsemane, when you were sweating sweats of blood, I see all that for me. And Lord, because of what you have suffered at the final sacrifice, Lord, I come, Lord, I come. You are coming tonight. And as you come, the Lord will give you that salvation in Jesus' name. We come now to point number three. Point number three, approved sonship with total surrender to the word. Approved sonship. The Lord will approve of your sonship. He calls you, and then you respect God enough, you love God enough, and you accept the invitation of the Lord and say, Lord, out of my darkness, I come to your light. Out of my weakness, I come to your wealth. Out of my sin, I come to yourself. And out of my pain, I come to your peace. As you leave your past behind, and then you come to the Lord, the Lord will have mercy upon you. And he'll say, that's my son, that's my daughter. But look at what you are going to do in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm reading from verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? If you say you are the temple of God, you are a child of God, and the Holy Ghost lives inside of you, what have you got to do with idols? What have you got to do with occultism? What have you got to do with idolatry? What have you got to do with the works of the flesh? If you belong to the Lord, let there be definite separation from all those things of the world. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Let me tell you, if you may be in your college, if you may be in your school, and you go to sign something, and then you are making a blood covenant with the people who are in gangs, you are not born again. You are not a child of God. You might pretend. You might walk gently. You might quote verses of the Bible. You might tell daddy and mommy, I'm a child of God. You are not a child of God. If you have any agreement with idols, if you have any agreement with all those gangs, but to become a child of God, you come out from among them and you separate yourself. You're clean, you're clear cut, and the people in the gang and the people in your cult, they will know you are no more part of them. You've gone with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll abide with the Lord Jesus Christ forever in Jesus' name. Give me a good calabar, amen. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. The Almighty will dwell in you. The Savior will dwell in you. The Redeemer will dwell in you. And any poison, anything you have swallowed, when he says, I will dwell in you, when the Almighty dwells in you, all those things will be purged out of your life in Jesus' name. They threaten you. They say that if you leave the gang, if you leave the occult, if you leave that secret society, they say then you will die. That's a lie. Somebody say it's a lie. The Prince of Life lives in you, and the Prince of Power lives in you when you are born again. And no death will come near your doorstep in Jesus' name. He says, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Pharaoh will not touch you anymore. I will be their God, they shall be my people. Nebuchadnezzar will not touch you anymore. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. All the evil powers of the world will not touch you anymore. Because when you come like that, it says, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and then to tread on all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You will live a long life. You'll have eternal life. You'll have abundant life. You'll have a successful life. You'll have a progressing life. If you are far away from the Lord and you don't come, Satan will be toying with your life. He'll be playing game with your life. I pray that Satan will not play any game with your life anymore. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. As you come, salvation is waiting for you. Power is waiting for you. And grace is waiting for you. And you're going to receive in Jesus' name. They shall be my people. They shall be my people. They shall be my people. Would you like to come and join my family? That everything I have, everything I possess, everything I can hold, all the power I have, all the goodness I have, we'll share it together. I didn't hear your amen. I belong to the family of God. I belong to the among the children of God. Come, and as you come, everything I have, you will have. Everything I possess, you will possess. Because God will become your father, and then you and I will be the people of God, and you will never lack in your life anymore, in Jesus' name. Verse 17, in verse 17, wherefore come out from among them. Don't just say, okay, I believe, and I'm sitting down here, I'm bowing my head, I'm hiding behind somebody. Stretching up and say courageously and boldly, openly, publicly, I belong to the Lord. Come out from among them and be ye separate. And when they call you to the nightclubs, you say, I'm not there anymore. When they call you to come and drink their palm wine, I'm not there anymore. When they call you to come and sacrifice in the village, I'm not there anymore. Be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Lord is going to receive you now. I said the Lord is going to receive you now. And then in verse 18 it says, and I will be a father unto you. What are you? I will be a father unto you. I said, what are you? I will be a father unto you. Let me explain to you. The best doctor in town, the best doctor in the world, where they are referring people to, if they have any sickness anywhere in the world, any incurable disease, all the doctors of the world will refer you to that person. And they say, that doctor, he never misses it. Anyone will refer to him. They always get healed. The father is the greatest doctor you can ever come to. And he says, when you come out, I will be your father. Sickness, don't worry. Poverty, don't worry. Lack, don't worry. Fear, don't worry. The great conqueror, the great creator, the one that has all power on earth and in heaven, says, I will be your father, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. You will be his son, you will be his daughter, and is the Almighty. And then anytime there's any challenge, as you just open your mouth, before you finish the sentence, your miracle has come. The solution has come. The healing has come. But you must do what is said. Come out from among them and be ye separate. And then the seal will come upon you, the seal of approved sonship. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Here is your chance. Your last chance. Your final chance in this signs and wonders crusade. And everything you need is for the Lord. And he says, I'll be your father. And Jesus will be your savior. And you will be my son and my daughter. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to come to Christ. Now you realize you need the peace of God. You need the pardon, the forgiveness of God. You need the salvation of the Lord. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anywhere you are, just raise up that hand. This is your chance. This is your chance. Raise up that hand. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. If there's anybody around you there and they're still not decided, help them. Talk to them. You need this Savior. You need this Jesus Christ. Raise up your hand there. And then stand up anywhere you are. Salvation. Salvation. It brings you eternal life. Brings you abundant life. And brings a victorious life. Salvation. Anywhere you are, you raise up your hand and you stand up. And your life will take on a new level. A new brightness. And the angels of God will be your bodyguard anywhere you go. And the power of the Lord will never leave your life. Here is your chance. Here is your chance that the grace of God will flow into your life. Anywhere you are, raise up that hand and stand up and say, Lord, here am I. I come out of darkness. I come out of sin. I come out of evil. And I come to the Lord Jesus Christ now. And the Lord said, he will receive you. Tell the Lord, and he says, he will receive you. That salvation is now available for you. Say, Lord, I thank you. My sins are forgiven. I thank you that all those weaknesses yielding to temptation, falling here and there, all that is gone. I receive you now. The Lord also receives you. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep up your hand as you are standing up. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you for the call tonight. And I pray, Lord, all these who have raised up their hands and all these who are standing, and definitely they come to Christ as their Savior tonight, save them in Jesus' name. And let the victory in salvation come into their lives. The power in salvation come into their lives. And I pray, Lord, a new life, a righteous life, a gracious life, you grant to every one of them from now on in Jesus' name. Let your spirit bear witness in their hearts. They are children of God. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless everyone. Keep on standing. Our state pastor is coming now. He'll direct us during this time. And then after that, I'll come back. Every sign, every wonder, every healing, every miracle, every deliverance you need is available tonight. And as I come back and I mention that name of Jesus, that name will work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Give me Calabar amen before I sit down.
Please keep standing, please. You are saved already. Our collectors, please go to them now. No canceling, just their data, name, contact, address, and that's it. So they save time. Be patient with them. Make sure you get the accurate name, address, then digits are correct and complete. Don't write 5 for 3. You miss them. Let's be fast and yet careful, vigilant, meticulous. Those by the gallery, please also be there, our data collectors. Those waiting for miracle, it is now that you'll be praying that this is the last day. This is the last day. Miss today, you may cry. Pray, will not cry. Get it today. Asking God, that cancer, that pyre, that HIV, that stroke. Our leaders, please be fast and get their data in halls 1 to 10, and also the membo. Those overflow outside, please, let's go. Let's go. If they can write, let them write. Then you cross-check. You cross-check. Remember, on the 1st of August, there's a banquet at our headquarters here, the same thing all the states. If you're outside Nigeria, what are you doing here? Do the same thing. It will benefit the church. Are you in India? Is it China? Is it Hong Kong? Australia? Dubai? What are you? This crusade, we're together. It's a global crusade. So do the same thing we are doing here now to capture the converts and mature them. 1st of August. Our time here in Nigeria, West Africa, is 2 p.m. You can choose a time if you like over there. Then on 21st of August, for VIPs, for Nigeria here and in Calabar, it is a hotel we shall use for the VIPs. Let's get set. When you are done, let us know. Indicate if you are done. Hall 1, hall 2. To 10. Membo, let's be careful also. Don't rush to miss anything. Write in capital letter and write legibly and write boldly, because they have come to Jesus. We shall preserve them. When you are done, let us know. Yibo Efik, house 1 to 10. Membo, overflow outside. Is it don't go away. It's the last day. It's the last day. I told you that I have cutlass anointing. So the bulldozer is here. Don't come to me hereafter. Hereafter. So for you in Calabar, Cross River, listen now and wait behind. Yes, when you are done, let us know. When you are done, indicate. When you are done. Okay. Hall 7 is done. Hall 7 is done. Hall 7 is done. There's a package for you, our converts. We shall give it to you now. There's a book. There's some assignment messages there. We shall give you now. But on the 1st of August, we shall give you on Sunday, 2 p.m. You can receive the booklet from the pastor that will sustain you in the faith. Hall 7 is done. About other halls. Other halls. When they are done, indicate. Okay. Hall 5 is done also. Hall 9 is done. Is that 9? Yes. Hall 9 is done. Be praying now in your heart, waiting for the miracle prayer. All right. Hall 6 is done. or 60s done. How about Mimbo? Check up. Okay, that's all. Her three is done. Is that her two or three? Her two is done. Thank you very much. Don't go away. You can see the time is still young, fresh. We are living here after testimony to honor God, what he had done tonight, the last night. Yes, her 10 is done. God bless you. Make sure you package the slips for e-follow-up team. Tonight, they will send, Membo is done also. Shall send message to them tonight, SMS, to appreciate them and remind them of first of August. You know, SMS to them. Okay, her one is done. Tonight, you will see something here. All right, that hall is done also. Her 8 is done. It seems we are done. We are done now. Okay, you are done also. Membo by my right. Those are waiting for miracle, whatever it is. External problem. Tonight is the final night of the Signs and Wonders Global Crusades. You will leave here with something now. Be praying and get set for the pastor. He's coming now.
Praise the Lord. Let me hear that calabash clapping again. The Lord is right there by your side. His power is right there by your side. On this final night, last night, every miracle you need and the manifestation of power you need is coming upon your life right now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and tell the Lord what you want. Say, Lord, this is why I'm here. Identify that miracle, identify that solution, and tell the Lord, oh Lord, here am I. I've mentioned the miracle you need. I've mentioned the power you want to strike your life. I mentioned the signs and the wonders upon yourself, upon your wife, upon your husband, upon your son, upon your daughter, upon a friend you are concerned about. And understand, as we tell the Lord, the Lord is going to grant you that sign, that wonder. The power of the Lord is here. The goodness of the Lord is flowing your way. Tell him. He cannot fail. Tell him. He'll bring solution to every problem. Miracle to every challenge in your life. Healing to every sickness. Tell him. And then tell him, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. He will not fail. He will not fail you. I'll be a father unto you. Your father is the creator, is the healer, is the great physician, is the Lord of heaven and earth. He said, I made you. I created you. Everything you're asking is going to do. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocks, the door will be opened. He has the power, and he cannot fail. If you can only believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Believe. What you are asking for, he will do. In Jesus' name we pray. It's coming your way right now. You have a testimony tonight. What are you? Father, in Jesus' name, we glorify your name. We exalt your name. We magnify your name. You are the great lover of our souls. And you have said, whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, you will grant unto us. Fulfill your word now in Jesus' name. Miracle from heaven. Healing from heaven. Deliverance from heaven. Grant to everyone here in Jesus' name. And everyone, everywhere, every state in our country, every country in Africa, America, Asia, China, Europe, anywhere, Canada, Lord, I pray, manifest your power upon everyone now in Jesus' name. Do the impossible in every life. Blind eyes open in Jesus' name. Deaf and dumb, receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Those who have terminal disease, cancer, tuberculosis, HIV, AIDS, at this very moment, instantaneously, be healed in Jesus' name. Every mountain of problem, every mountain of sickness in your life, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Those who are lame, those who are paralyzed, those who have stroke, I pray, Lord, touch them right now. Heal them right now. Raise them up in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, everyone with a miracle. Everyone with a healing. Everyone with deliverance. Lord, everything they have asked, young and old, men and women, boys and girls, grant it to them right now. To my right, miracle and healing. in front of me at the gallery to miracle and healing. To my left and at the back and outside anywhere you are, the shout of victory and the shout of joy and the shout of answered prayer. Confirm it in Jesus' name. All over the countries, everywhere, those who are alone and those who are in congregations, let there be manifestation, demonstration right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done in Jesus' name. You have got it. I said you have got it. Do what you are not able to do before. The miracle, the healing is already there.